Let's pray, shall we? God, our Father, we certainly praise and bless you for all things. Your grace, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. Another day, another chance, another opportunity for us to gather together to lift, to glorify, and to magnify your name. God, you show good to us. You're better to us than we are to ourselves. Even in our selfish ways, you just give us another chance. You just keep blessing us. You just keep using us. Thank you now for the opportunity to come and share as we pause and celebrate this man servant of yours, this lovely wife who stands by his side, his family who pushes and encourages him, and then the Macedonia family. Thank you, Lord, for being the God who supplies all of our needs, make all of our ways, pull us out of all of our struggles. Well, Lord, it's preaching time again. So you pour in, we pour out. That when we leave this place, we leave here the better, not because of us, but because of your word. So have your way in preaching. This is your servant's prayer in Jesus' name. We say it together, amen, and bless God. Listen, saints, come on, put your hands together. Give the Lord some praise. How good the Lord is. So I'm going to try that one more time. Come on, put your hands together. Give the Lord some praise. How good the Lord is. Okay, I'm going to wait on a couple of more, y'all. Come on, put your hands together. Let's give the Lord some praise. How good the Lord is. How good. How good the Lord is. How good the Lord is. Certainly greet you in the powerful and precious name of Jesus, who is our risen Savior on today. To our honorees, Pastor and Sister Minor on today. Can y'all help me salute the Pastor and First Lady of the Macedonia Church? Okay, maybe y'all can't hear me, so I'm gonna come right here. Can you all help me salute your pastor and First Lady of the Macedonia Baptist Church on today? We praise and bless God for Pastor and Sister Minor, and to all of these ministers, officers, members, visitors, and friends who are certainly sharing with us on today. It is a blessing to be in the Lord's house one more time. The Lord has been good to us. I'll say it again. The Lord has been good to us. He has been better to us than we've been to ourselves. In spite of our mean, evil, selfish, and jealous ways, the Lord has looked beyond our faults. And one more time, he has supplied our needs. The Lord has been good, isn't he? Let me try this one more time. I know y'all know the Lord over here on Southfield. My little gray-haired senior pastor went home to be with the Lord in 2020 after a bout with COVID. Him and his son went home to be with the Lord. But Pastor preached a sermon some years before he went home that had some divine significance to it. He said, a dead child can't cry, and a live one can't hold his peace. So I thought I would kind of throw that out, because the scripture says, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So if the Lord has been good to you and you ain't ashamed to say so, come on to your feet and make some noise for the master. Come on, make some noise for him. Let's worship him. Let's worship him. Let's worship him. Let's worship him in spirit. And let's worship him in truth. How good the Lord is. Tell your neighbor, I'm just glad to be sitting by you today. I'm just glad to be sitting by you today. At the New Ebenezer Church, I say this, and I say it often, that when you come to the Lord's house, when you come, you ought to come with the spirit of thanksgiving, a spirit of worship, A spirit of praise, not for nobody else, but because it might be your last time. In the day and time and the season in which we live, you do know people wake up in the morning, go to sleep, and don't wake up the next day. And because we never know when it might be our last time, every time the Lord allows us to get into his presence, then you and I ought to be able to be individuals who actually worship and praise him and do it without a spirit of fear. Pray for me because I'm a noisy saint. Amen, somebody. I'm a noisy saint. Two scriptures always ring in my bosom. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And then let everything, everybody that praise the Lord, that has breath, praise who? That we're to praise the Lord. And so I'm a strange type of fella. Pray for me. Pastor Mine, I told my wife, when the Lord calls me home to glory, don't put nobody on the program dry. Don't put no sad people on my funeral program. Put people on program that know how to celebrate, know how to make some noise, know how to tell some jokes, know how to make somebody laugh, and then get me a good preacher that's going to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Y'all ought to say something up in here. You ought to say it. Listen, man, woman of God, we're certainly honored and blessed to be here to come and share and to be a part of this grand anniversary celebration. I am praising and blessing God for you, Pastor, and Sister Teresa as well. I'm praising and blessing God for what the Lord is doing in your life and then what the Lord is actually doing in your ministry. I tell people all the time, I didn't raise him, but he's just like one of my sons. And every time I see him, I glory at what God is doing in his life and how God is using him. Amen, somebody, in such a great, mighty, and powerful way. And how God is certainly just having his way. And I want to encourage you, man, keep doing what you're doing. Keep letting the Lord have his way in your life. Keep doing it like the Lord told you to do it. Don't try to do it like nobody else. Just keep doing what the Lord has called, required, and have charged you to do on today. And do know you got my prayers, you got my support. I certainly stand with you that God might be a blessing in your life. I thank some of those AB members for being here. We're in church anniversary at our church. And so we've had one service, and some of them thought it not robbery to hang out with the pastor. Where y'all at? Just let me see you. Thank those AB members. Just stand. Bless you all. Stand up so I can see y'all. Bless you all. Thank you. Thank you all for coming and sharing and hanging out with the pastor on today. I express the love and sentiments, First Lady. She's not here sharing with us on today. Her family reunion is going on in Chicago. Amen. And so she is hanging out with her family in Chicago. And I don't get in the way of that. I think everybody ought to have some time. Amen, somebody, everybody ought to have some time. So they're hanging out in Chicago. I certainly solicit your prayers for preaching on today. I went to grab my Bible. I left my Bible on my desk. But one thing about scripture, it's in you. It's in you. And God has a way of revealing that to you that's already in you and getting glory out of it as well. Two passages of scripture on today. For those who will actually share with us in preaching on today, two passages of scripture on today that God will have his way. Reach over and tell your neighbor, help him preach, help him. Help him preach, help him preach. 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 2. It's a familiar passage of scripture on today. 2 Timothy chapter 2, I mean chapter 4 and verse 2, Mark chapter 16 and verse number 12. When you have it, say amen. If you don't mind, come on and stand with us in the declaration of the word on today. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctoring. The A part of the verse says, preach the word. Flip over again, Mark chapter 16. Verse 15. You have it, say amen. Mark 16:15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And preach the gospel to every preacher. Let me put the A part and the latter part together. Preach the word. Preach the gospel. Preach the word. Preach the gospel. I want to preach a sermon today simply entitled, The Missing Piece in the Changing Church. The Missing Piece in the Changing Church. Reach over and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, there is a missing piece in the changing church. That was the wrong neighbor. Get another. Say, neighbor, oh neighbor, the missing piece in the changing church. If you help me preach, I won't be long. I need your prayers for preaching on today. Watch this, beloved of God. We live in a season and a time when church don't look like what church used to be. We live in a season and a time when individuals often talk about church. The first thing they want to address is the fact that church needs to change. People are quick to identify, we need to do this and not do that. We need to do this and not do that. We need to do this and not do that. Matter of fact, one of the most dangerous things about it is that there are people who recommend changes that don't have no relationship with Jesus. There are people who recommend changes that don't even come to church. All they do is sit at home and watch and critique what they figure is going on in the religious community. Now, beloved of God, please get this here. Don't get me wrong, because I do believe in change. Matter of fact, the more we live or the longer we live, the more we change. What life reveals to you and I is change is something that happens whether we want to accept it or not. A few years ago, all this was black. I didn't have none of these. A few years ago, I got up jumping. Now I get up grunting. Y'all should really go to church to be in here. I was an individual that used to do a whole lot of running. Now I exercise with a whole lot of fast walking. What life reveals to you and I, beloved of God, is that change is a part of who we are. Matter of fact, church people, please get this in mind. Don't become so stagnated until you think that things cannot change. The average church, beloved of God, is in trouble because some of us don't want to change. Yeah, can I tell you something? Music changed. The dances have changed. Y'all ain't gonna go to church. Y'all so quiet up in there with me. Not only has secular music changed, but church music has also changed. The generation, beloved of God, before us worshiped one way and had certain type of music. My generation has another type of music, but now the new generation has a whole different type of music. But beloved of God, because they don't sing like we sang, that don't mean they ain't saved. Y'all ain't gonna go to church with me because y'all quiet people. Yeah, because they don't do it like we do it don't mean that they don't have a relationship with Jesus, who is the Christ. Can I preach? See, back in the day, in the original church, they sung hymns with no music. Y'all remember that, don't you? Y'all remember that, don't you? Yeah, and then eventually they got some pianos. Then they got some organs. They got some drums. We went from being what we called, beloved of God, individuals who sung hymns. We became connected with the gospel music. Then we got the contemporary music. Why y'all quiet up in here? And now young people, they want to worship. They got a little rap, a little beat, a little something in their music. But beloved of God, it does not mean, beloved of God, that they're not saved.
When you pause and examine where we are in the day and time and culture in which we live, change is a part of who we are. And because change is a part of who we are, we cannot reject change. Matter of fact, beloved of God, you ought to want to encourage change. Some years ago, we lost our young people to the streets simply because we thought they were too radical in the church. Preach, Pastor. Yeah, in the day and time and culture in which we live, beloved of God, we got to be people who understand that change is a part of our journey. I might not get back here based upon the stuff that I'm saying around here. Yeah, we get upset about things that's going on in the church. You shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't have liturgical dances. You shouldn't be dancing in church. Well, beloved of God, y'all need to read the Bible. Dancing has been part of worship for a mighty long time. Can y'all help me up in here? Matter of fact, I'll go as far as said like this here. We used to shout. We used to worship. But now we have become what's known as the quiet crowd. Preach up in their meals. We used to say amen. Now we do this. Or we do this. We used to say hallelujah and praise the Lord. But beloved of God, we have become so into ourselves until we fail to realize that change is a part of our journey. But when you actually pause now in the day and time in which we live, there are some things that just don't change over you. There is something in the church of the living God that should never change. That is the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help me preach it here. Watch this as I go quickly to my seat up in here. When you pause and look at that 2 Timothy chapter 4 thing, let me introduce it real quickly. The Apostle Paul is in prison. Matter of fact, if you really look at it, he's in the last days of his life and his living. The Apostle Paul had done a great deal of time teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He warns the church to be careful, beloved of God, because there shall come into the church false teachers, individuals who shall come on the scene just preaching and saying anything. But the Apostle Paul reminded them of a couple of things. Paul reminded them before he ever went to jail that salvation only comes through preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help me preach, somebody. I'll say it again. Salvation only comes through preaching. Somebody say preaching. Yeah, it only comes through the proclamation, the proclaiming of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It only comes through proclaiming the word of God. The thing that has gotten most of the churches in trouble in the day and time and culture in which we live, y'all want to sing and shout and being quiet on preaching. I sure wish I had 5 good saints up in here that'll help me preach up in here on today. We have become individuals who want to come to church to be entertained. Yeah, we call this Sunday morning entertainment. I done worked all week long. Let me go to church for 2 hours. Let me get a little something to carry me on throughout the rest of the week. Beloved of God, get this up in here. You don't need something to carry you on the rest of the week. You need salvation for your soul. Got to make sure that we're in divine order for the permissive will of the master. Watch what Paul says. Paul understands that false teachers have crept in and that there are individuals who are walking away from the fellowship of Jesus Christ. They're being drawn by teachers that saying stuff that has nothing to do with salvation. One of my members said to me one time, Pastor, you ought to preach a little bit more about deliverance gospel. I said, I preach it every Sunday. I preach it every Sunday. I ain't got to come up with nothing fancy. I preach it every Sunday. For the wages of sin is. But the gift of God, his son Jesus Christ. I wish I had some people in here. He is eternal. It's eternal life. If that ain't deliverance, tell your neighbor, if that ain't deliverance. Pastor, I think you ought to address some relevant issues of the day and times in which we live. I say I do address the relevant issues of the day and time in which we live. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the earth. Because you little Negroes spend a lot of time cussing out your parents. disrespecting your parents. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. 9 out of 10 times, the people who can't say it is the pastor, the parents who getting cussed out. I preach a relevant gospel. Honor your father and mother. Let me start with me, because if you disrespect me, I'm going to take you out. That's what I teach my children. I'm going to take you out, pay for the funeral, deliver the eulogy, commit the body. Y'all are not going to church to be up in here. And pay for the repast. What has happened to us is that we have become individuals who dare not want to hear the gospel preach. The Apostle Paul looked at it and said to Timothy, he said, listen, you're living in a culture. It's a dangerous culture. It's a critical season. It's a critical time. And somebody needs to preach the word. Watch this, saints of mine. I try to tell the preachers all the time. God never intended for us to use a pulpit that we might slander people. But God told us to use the people that we might help redeem. The people. Y'all hear me preaching here? Yeah, yeah. The gospel is not designed for us to kill people. The gospel is designed for us to give life. And for us to give life more abundant. Anybody going to church with me up in here? More abundant. The Apostle Paul understood. He understood what was going on. He understood, brother preachers, what was happening. The Apostle Paul understood that the culture was bad, that people were walking away from God. Men and women were living in their own flesh. They were doing their own thing. The Apostle Paul says to Timothy, listen, Timothy, I got to go. I'm getting ready to die. Yeah, my season ain't long. I desire to leave some words with you before I leave here. Look at what he says to Timothy. He says, Timothy, before I go, I want to charge you to do something. I need you to preach the word. Yeah, yeah. Before I go to my second scripture, Dr. Minor, let me tell you something, man. We're living in a strange culture, a strange time, a strange season is what we're living in. We're dealing with some people who got their own mindsets, their own ideas, people who want to do things their way. We're living in a culture where people will cuss you out for no apparent reason, get mad with you just because you're a man of God. They will get mad with you, saints, just because y'all believe in Jesus, who is the Christ. Matter of fact, they're trying to tell you something like this here. How you doing worshiping this white man's God? You don't know who God is. Matter of fact, beloved of God, if you read the scripture, Dr. Register, we ain't worshiping God by sight. The record said they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Y'all are not going to church to be up in here. And in truth, I ain't got no time to be trying to tie together no black culture. I'm trying to serve the God of my salvation. He turns around and reveals to you and I, Terry, he says, in the day and time and culture and the season in which we live. I thought I'd come and tell you what the Apostle Paul told Timothy. Preach, man, but don't just preach anything. Preach the... preach the word. Somebody say the word. Please say. Somebody say the word one more time. The word. Yeah. Yeah. Not words, but the. But the word. Yeah. In the day and time and culture in which we live, we spend a great deal of time up in the pulpit trying to be flattery. Using a whole lot of words, trying to impress somebody. Sure wish I had me a church in here. Trying to impress people, a whole lot of time trying to put riddles and rhymes together, you know. Yeah, P for pulpit, P for puppet, P for this, P for that, P for this, trying to impress people they can't. Oh, beloved of God, people don't need to be impressed. People need to be saved. I sure wish y'all help me up in here. Reach over and tell your neighbor, we need to be saved. We need to be saved. We need a real word, a relevant word, a powerful word, but we need a word that's connected to Jesus. One more thing, and then I'm going to get out of your way. When you flip over there in Mark chapter 16, you know Jesus being the Messiah, he reveals unto them, beloved of God, what he is planning to do. He wants them to understand the fact that death is evident and that he's getting ready to go and pay the sin debt for mankind. What Jesus does is Jesus spends a great deal of time in the New Testament choosing folk. And the record said, once he has chosen them, that Jesus spends some time preparing them. Yeah, he takes them over to the mountain and puts them up in the mountain, or takes them into the low valley and puts them there. Take them by the seashore. Help me preach up in the Bible, students. Take them by the seashore and pours into them. What Jesus is preparing them, beloved of God, that they might be the disciples that he's calling for in the day and time in which he lives. And then Jesus turns around and says unto them in Matthew 15, 16, he says, preach the gospel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm at Macedonia. If I was at New Ebenezer, I'd probably be down the aisle somewhere walking right about now. You know, and carrying on. Jesus says to them, he says, preach the gospel. Now, I'm going to get in trouble right here, Terry, and I need you to hear me, because some people ain't going to like what I'm about to tell you. He says, preach the gospel. He says to every creature. He says, preach the gospel to every creature. He ain't never... He ain't never told us to choose who we gonna preach to. He's never told us to take the gospel and beat people with it. He told us to preach the gospel to every creature. If you know the thing about the gospel gives us life. Please help me, somebody up in here. Where you at, New Ebenezer? Help me preach real quick up here. He says, preach the gospel to every creature. Now, you got to get this here. I got a problem with you preachers, because y'all want to judge the LGBTQ community. Yeah, the Bible ain't told you to judge nobody. The Bible says, preach. Watch this, hear me, love God. You can't never change nothing unless you put some work into it. You got to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to every.
I'm so sick of. I'm so sick of some of y'all. I don't know what to do. We walk around with this holy halo on. We walk around like we ain't never done no wrong. I try to remind this to preachers, all of us have sinned. Ain't none of us perfect. They not saying nothing over here. Y'all say something over here. I said again, all of us have sin and come short of the glory of God. And in the day and time and culture in which we live, Dr. Minor, we gonna still mess up. We gonna still make some mistakes. But can I tell you why I shout? I shout because God has given me grace. He has undergirded with mercy. And what you won't forgive, God has.
Well, I got clothes here. What he reveals then unto us is that we must preach the word. We must preach the gospel. People don't like me because on Sunday morning I can't preach the weather. I can't preach the daily forecasts. I ain't got time to be wasting my pulpit time talking about what Trump done did. Oh, wait, what's really going on in society? I'm wise enough to know that salvation comes through preaching. I'm wise enough to know that lives are changed when the gospel is preached. Can I preach in here? Yeah. I know that when you preach the gospel, doors are open. Individuals are drawn into a relationship with the Savior. When you preach the gospel, what you're sharing then is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody say, preach the gospel. In the day and time in which we live, when children are killing their parents and parents are killing their children, somebody need to know that the gospel still has power. In the day and time in which we live, when society has gone mad, and people will kill you for no apparent reason, I thought I ought to tell somebody that the gospel, it still works. Why don't you reach over and tell your neighbor, say, oh neighbor, the gospel, it still works. In the day and time in which we live, when we got wars and rumors of war, when we live in a world where people don't know where to turn, when society is in disarray and families are on the verge of a major disaster, I thought I'd come by here and tell my friend, preach the gospel. Somebody say the gospel. Oh, Terry, you got to preach the gospel. The good news. Of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I just need five of y'all right here. Miller, what is the gospel? I'm glad you asked. The gospel is there was a virgin by the name of Mary who gave birth to a child down in a manger. Oh, Lord. The gospel is God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And God's son that was born in the manger, he healed the sick and he raised the dead. He gave sight to the blind and he unstopped deaf ears. He taught in the valley and in the mountain. He taught on the seashore and out to sea. The gospel is he's a barefooted Nazareth doing the will of his father. I wish I had some help in here. The gospel is they hated him, mocked him, and plotted to kill him. The gospel is one Thursday evening in the Garden of Gethsemane, they arrested him, took him to a kangaroo court, marched him from courtroom to courtroom. The gospel is they found him guilty of doing no wrong. They put a crown of thorn on his head. Y'all ought to know this here. A purple robe on his shoulder and a cross on his back. Marched him up the Via della Rosa to the place called Calvary. Calvary. They nailed his hands. They riveted his feet. They pierced him in the side. And he died for your sin and mine. They buried with him in a borrowed man's tomb. The gospel is all night Friday, he stayed right there. All day Saturday, he stayed in the grave. All night Saturday night, but right early, somebody say early, right early on Sunday morning, he got up out the grave, one foot dry land, the other in the midst of the sea. Time have been, won't be no more. All power. Somebody say all power. Is in his hand. Ain't the Lord all right? Anybody know he's all right? If you know he's all right, say yeah. I said say yeah. Say yeah. Say glory. Say hallelujah. Yeah. Gospel. Preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Every chance you get, everywhere you go, every opportunity is yours. Preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Minor, preach it. Whether they like it or not, preach it. Whether it convicts or not, preach it. Whether it draws some people or drives some people, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus said. If I I'd be looking for Bible students. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Man, I just come to encourage you to preach the gospel. Keep preaching. Preach hell out of them. Preach deliverance in them. Preach, man. Preach to the sinner, cry out. Preach to the saved, have to rejoice. Preach until the devil get mad and the demons cuss you out. But deliverance happens in somebody's life. Preach, man, if they want to hear you or don't want to hear you. If they decide to put you out, I got to Ebenezer early on. Somebody said, we'll put you out. I said, don't make me no difference. I'm going to show up Sunday anyway. We'll put you out of here. I said, I didn't say I was coming in here. I'm just going to stand on the corner where the church is located at. I'm going to preach deliverance to the people before they get in there. Man, you got to preach. This world is turning. Society is changing. People are running behind anything and everything. You got to preach. Remember said to me, Pastor, why you don't anoint us? I said, God had called me to anoint. He called me to preach. Y'all look at me strange. God ain't told me to put no oil on nobody. He told me to preach. He said, but not if anybody among you sick. And they call for you. Call for the elders of the church. Then he gonna come and pray over you and anoint. I ain't got no time to be slapping Negroes in the floor. Oil costs a lot of money. I ain't got no time to be putting on no performances, playing no games. I ain't got time to be tap dancing over nobody's head, dancing around people and throwing sheets on people. Matter of fact, I ain't got no time for people to be catching people. Because I grew up in church when people shouted, my grandmama and them said, leave them alone. If it's of the Lord, they ain't gonna hurt this. He's called me to preach. And people tell me you go too much, but he called me to preach. People tell me to sit down, but he told me to preach. Go ye into the hedges of highways and proclaim the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you don't do nothing else up in here, I'm coming to talk to you. You don't do nothing else up in here, you preach. I don't count offerings. I don't count money. I preach. I've been called to preach. But I know every dime that go in there. I know how much they take up. And I know what they spin out. Because God has called me not only to preach, but the pastor. Pastor means I'm the overseer of everything. But my main thing is to preach. This is what I found out. They steal God's money. Y'all look at me so strange. I'm an old man now, y'all. I've been doing this 52 years. I ain't in the choir. I don't go to choir rehearsal. Show up every now and then. Every once in a while, I sing a little something. That is what God called me to do. call me to preach. I know how to usher. I know the signs. I know how to nurse. Pull some juice. I know how to do all of that. I did it for my pastor. That ain't what God called me. Called me to do. He told me to preach the gospel. And here's the last thing, and I'm going to be through. Because God has called you to preach, don't let Negroes get under your skin. Don't let people get on your nerves. Don't let nobody take your joy. You do what God called you to be. And do what God called you to do. I done buried some Negroes who tried to get on my nerves. Because while they was talking, I was laughing. Then every now and then, this is what I would say. Please, read the true interpretation of the scripture. Don't get on my nerves. Say what you're going to say. Then I say something like this. Don't put your hands on me. Because I believe the scripture. If you slap me on my right cheek, I'm coming after your left. I'm just real, Doc. And all these people sitting up and acting like they so holy a canon, I'm real. I'm telling you, man, I'm real. You got to announce to me you're going to slap me. Don't just walk up. Just preach, man. Don't let people take you off your square. Can I tell you something? See, people want to get on your nerves. So on Sunday morning when you get up here, you got the jitters. You can't say what needs to be said. But I'm going to give you some advice and say it in the kindest way you can. When they get on your nerves, that means something done got in them. Probably the same thing like that little boy had when his daddy brought him to Jesus. Some demon done jumped in. Be nice and kind and say it like this here. Get you behind me, Satan. Go on about your business. Whatever you do, preachers, I'm telling y'all get this too. Whatever you do, man, guard your preaching. Whatever you do, guard your preaching. Because there is power in preaching. So when I say guard your preaching, I'm telling you, man, guard your power. Somebody ought to bless the Lord.
Will you stand? If you can believe the gospel message that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, that he gave his life for you. You can be a Christian, come by Christian experience, or you can come by a candidate for baptism. Will you come? Don't let tomorrow catch you off guard. Because tomorrow is not promised to none of us. I know Satan might be whispering in your ears, you don't need it, but the preacher just got through telling you, you need God in your life. Will you come this morning and give him your heart and he'll take care of your soul? Will you come? Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we're going to have a selection from our choir, a song dedicated to our old Pastor Minor. Okay. With that being said,
Pastor Mills, you ready?
We're going to turn it back into the hands of the Pastor Mills for our benediction and close in prayer. Will you stand?
Don't stand yet, y'all. Hold on one moment. Listen. Come on one more time. Bless the Lord for your pastor. Won't you do that for me? Bless the Lord for him. Bless the Lord for him on today. Listen, I don't want to come to the anniversary without saying happy anniversary. It'd be a blessing in some way in giving and being a blessing to Pastor and Sister Minor on today. I got some Ebenezer members who are here with me. Y'all do me a favor. Deacon Turner, go that way. Find them Ebenezer members real quickly while they singing There Is No Way. You know, walk that way. Ebenezer members, hold your hand up. Get Deacon Turner some money. Amen. Hold your hand up. Hold them up. See, they holding them up. Hold them up. Give Deacon Turner an offering. Walk quicker than that, Deacon Turner. I'm older than you. Yeah. Walk that way. And be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. This brother is such a blessing to me. He calls me. He encourages me. He be cash apping me and stuff. He's such a blessing. And I'm blessing God for him. Ebenezer, y'all give him an offering. I'm looking at y'all. Give it to him. Just give me something to put in my thing right here. Digga Sandy, reach back there and get that good wallet. Digga, tell him, don't be hugging them Hamtramck people and kissing. Get the offering and come on. You back there hugging and kissing and can on. Bless y'all. Right there, Digga Turner. Here, put it all in there. Y'all don't need to know what it is. It's for him. They just say, don't ball up the dollars. It take us a long time to unravel them. Just put it all in there, all nice and neat. Reminder, I couldn't get their offering this morning because it's church anniversary. And I wanted to make sure they paid their church anniversary assessments. I'm talking stuff. Deacon Turner. Bless you, man of God. Bless you, lady, woman of God. Bless you all. All right. My pastor says that anniversary is spelled M-O-N-E-Y. So when the Lord blesses you with a great pastor, a good pastor, a gifted pastor, a pastor that loves you, then don't ever get to the point where you don't know what it is to be a blessing to your pastor. And then here's the last thing. Don't wait just till anniversary time. Come on, somebody. Don't wait till just anniversary time. Always be a blessing. Always. Come on and stand.
They got a little too strong. In my life, there's just no way, oh, just no way, there is no way I can live.
The request is if there's anyone here who desires prayer, you can come this way at this time. If anyone who desires prayer, you come this way.
Keep singing, sister.
Y'all keep singing. I have tried it. Come on, we become a choir as one all over the sanctuary. Listen, beloved God, we're praying for all of those individuals who desire the prayers of the church, whether they're in the sanctuary or watching us virtually on today. We're certainly lifting and covering them in prayers. Some Ebenezer members are hearing this for the first time, so pray for them after I make this announcement on today. Y'all be prayerful. Pastor's having surgery tomorrow. I have not announced it. You all just go and pray for the pastor. I believe God. I trust God. I know I'm going to be okay. Amen. So you all just lift me up in prayer on tomorrow that the Lord will certainly have his way. Get a hand that's real close to you if you don't mind. Wherever you at, get a hand real close to you. God who knows all things. God who does all things well. God who's not just a miracle worker but a healer, a deliverer and a way maker. God who is the God of our salvation. Who is the Lord of our lives. Your word said we could call upon you. And that you will hear us and that you will answer our prayers. There are so many individuals who are standing at this altar, standing in this congregation, and even standing in their homes. Lord, you know what we stand in need of. And because we know it, we seek you. We don't seek you as beggars, but we come to you as children of faith. For we know, God, that you're able to heal all manners of sickness and disease. You're able to make ways out of no ways. You're able to open doors. You're able to pull us out and pull us through. God, so we pray right now that whatever the request might be today, that God, you will move mightily. That you will move in our lives individually. And then, Lord, move in our lives collectively. Whatever it is, whether we're about to let go or hold on, we pray, God, that you shall give us guidance and strength. You shall give us wisdom and knowledge. And then, God, we pray that you shall walk with us on this journey. We pray for this man, oh God, and his wife on today. His family as well. Oh, God, we pray your covering over them. That you shall cover them and strengthen them. And that you shall use them in a mighty way. We pray for this man, oh God, that you empower him. With your presence, that you empower him with your word, that you empower him with the anointing that he needs in a season such as this. Oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we cast all of our cares upon you. We give you all of our burdens and all of our troubles and all of our trials, all of our pains and all of our sorrows, all of our miseries, all of our hurts, all of our dejections, all of our tears, all of our problems. God, we turn it over. Turn it over to you. We know you can handle whatever it is that we're going through in life. And so, God, we decide this morning that we ain't gonna wait till the battle over. We're gonna shout right now. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the way that's made. Thank you for opening the doors. Thank you for wiping the tears. Thank you for healing the burden. Thank you for pulling us out. Thank you for making a way. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for moving. Thank you for moving. Thank you for moving. Thank you for handling our situations. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Now, may the love of God, sweet communion of your Holy Spirit, may it rest rule, abide with us, henceforth now and forevermore.
We said together, amen. 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 Hug somebody close to you. Tell them it's going to be all right.